put a song in your heart, sing it, repeat it, and join us today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello again. Welcome on in to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Yeah. We're all here today with a lineup of music that is sure to encourage, and we're surrounded by the Homecoming friends playing the part of Able Radio co-host today. Yeah. It's somewhere between Lawrence Welk and The Muppet Show, so welcome on in to you, and thanks for tuning in as we welcome listeners worldwide. Let's get ready to get things underway, okay? I'm Daniel Britt. Let's say hello to this great cast of characters. Woo. We'll start today with Lauren Talley.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. Mark Lowry is here. Hey, Mark. Michael Booth of the Booth Brothers.
Good to be here.
Gene McDonald's in the house.
Hey, hey.
Kevin Williams.
All right.
All right. Yeah. The soft feminine side, Tori Taff, always.
Why, thank you.
In her place.
Daniel.
In her place.
That was my soft feminine voice.
And to keep the energy upbeat for this show, we turn to the eternal teenager himself. Here he is, Bill Gaither.
How right you are. And my guests today are all singing by heart. Charlotte Ritchie, The Cathedrals, Jennifer Holliday. Hey, it's going to be good.
Time to get the whole thing going here, Bill. You remember this? All of us in the room together, and I've got that old-time religion.
I'm glad Jesus gave glory to his name, oh, what a friend is he. He's so freely gave his life for me. Free from sin and shame.
Homecoming friends here at Homecoming Radio.
I have a question for the teacher.
Yeah.
Who wrote that song we just heard? Who?
Curtis Mislatt.
No idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Curtis wrote that many years ago.
Wow. Curtis?
Curtis was a dear friend. Yeah. A dear friend, yeah.
It's amazing. Did Mark, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
It was great.
Curtis, encyclopedia of music, Mark.
It was awesome.
Pulled that out of the air.
That belongs in a section of interesting names. Curtis Mislatt.
Is that French?
What?
Is that French?
Yes. Oh, the Mislatt family from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. They're really... good fan. We're going to send this out to Curtis and Myrtle. Yeah. Myrtus and Murgatroyd.
Named early.
Good to have you on the program today, Bill.
We're as different as night and day, yet we're the same in different ways. And it's true, just look at me and you. Whoa, we can change the way we are, the power lives. hearts, we can be anything we want to be. Yeah. If coal can turn to diamonds and sand can turn to pearls, if a worm can turn into a butterfly, then love can turn the world. Whoa. All big and little, short and tall, and that's fine, 'cause it takes all kinds. Whoa, if he had made us all alike, it sure would be a boring life, but he knew what a little time could do. Whoa. Turn to diamonds and sand can turn to pearls. If a worm can turn into a butterfly, then love can turn the world. Whoa.
Write that lyric.
That's my lyric.
That's the Gaither Vocal Band on Love Can Turn the World here at Homecoming Radio. Sit in the sand, soaking the sun, bringing it to you.
This is Mark Lowry. I always wanted to say that.
Be a DJ, you know? Yeah.
This is as close as you'll
this
ever
is
get.
As close as I'll ever get.
That's all right.
With a whole bunch of other people. Oh. Hey, the Gaither Vocal, wasn't that good? Love Can Turn the World.
Yeah. Well, as a part of the program that we all look forward to every week, we're on the edge of our seats.
Some of us look forward to it.
A lot of effort went into this. We searched everywhere to find just that perfect word that you could use and sound smarter. And so this is the moment. If you know the word, you have a bell, ring in, and we'll see who can get it first. Are you ready for this?
I got it.
The word is.
You didn't do the word, man.
Offside. Coquetry.
Coquetry.
Anybody know this one?
I don't have a clue.
C-O-Q-U-E.
Now it's my turn.
Oh, finally.
Coquetry?
Yeah,
coquetry. Oh, I'm so embarrassed that none of you know this. the coquetry is indigenous to South America and parts of Alabama. It can grow It can grow to be over 50 feet tall and yet only 6 inches in diameter. From a distance, it resembles Hank Williams.
Junior or senior?
Yeah, he's senior. The fruit produced is known as the coconut.
Oh. See what you did there?
Yeah, that's and it's tricky. Quite hard to dislodge from the top of the tree. And when you do, run for cover. That thing lands like a brick. Let me tell you, the coconut, one of the heaviest fruits you can imagine. The meat inside the coconut, considered a delicacy by those who have never tasted chicken. The juice from the coconut is often used for wallpaper paste and or men's cologne. The coconut finally made its way all the way to Cuba and is now the featured nut at the Coca Cabana.
Except,
amazing.
Except, that's not quite it.
Not quite.
No, actually, I have the correct definition because I'm teacher's pet. The correct definition is, it means a flirtatious act or attitude. Why are you looking at me?
Flirtatious.
Yes, and I'll use it in a sentence. She enjoys using Valentine's Day as an opportunity for playful gifts and coquetry.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Well, I wasn't going to say anything. But.
That's good.
I like mine better.
So do I.
Nobody like Charlotte Ritchie. Sweet girl in Everything Give Thanks.
Thanking God for the rain to make the crops grow. In everything, give thanks. With all your heart, give praise. For the Lord we serve will never let you down. In everything, give thanks. With all your heart, believe that the Lord can take a circumstance and turn it all.
Smooth, beautiful voice of Charlotte Ritchie in Everything Give Thanks.
And we first got acquainted with her when she sang with Jeff and Sherry Easter.
Exactly.
But now she's a soloist and doing a wonderful job in her own right. And I just love her voice. Speaking of Jeff and Sherry, I got the opportunity to visit the hometown of Jeff Easter not long ago, Mount Airy, North Carolina, also known as Mayberry.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And I have always wanted to go there because I'm a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show. So I really enjoyed visiting the town, walking up and down the street. streets, and I saw all the sights. I saw the courthouse. I saw the barbershop. I saw everything.
Oh,
so I was wanting to walk across the street because I saw the diner over there across the street. So
Juanita.
Juanita. I don't know if she was there or not. But I didn't want to go all the way down to the corner where the light was.
Yeah.
So I just walked across the middle of the street.
You did not.
And sure as the world, Simpsons here
Rants.
Comes Barney.
Barney got you.
Ready to bust me for jaywalking.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, man, I'm really going to be in trouble. He's going to put me under the jail. He's going to have the sirens blaring. Yeah. But he let me off with a warning after I threatened to tell Thelma Lou about Juanita down at the diner. All was well.
Right.
Funny. That's dodged a bullet. A single bullet.
A single bullet.
Yeah.
Now I've never lived in a mansion, but I will someday. And I've never sung with an angel, but I will someday. Someday when all my life is over and Jesus calls me up on high, oh, I've never looked upon my Savior, but I will someday. So golden, but I will someday. And I've never seen the book of life unfolding, but I will someday. Someday when all my life is over and Jesus calls me up on Savior, but I will someday. On high, oh, I've never looked upon my Savior, but I will someday. Yes, I will someday.
Bradley Walker and the Isaacs. You're listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. There's more straight ahead. And this to think about from C.S. Lewis. God cannot give us a happiness and peace apart from himself. Because it is not there, there is no such thing. Romance Watson.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must travel on. Till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh yes, well the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. Oh, gentle, and the wolf will be tamed, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb. Oh, yes, where the beast from the wild shall be led by a little child. And I shall be changed, changed from this old creature that I am. Oh, well,
there will be peace in the valley
for
me someday.
Oh, there will be
peace in the valley
for me.
Love receiving your notes, and you can write to us at homecomingradio.com. Here are a few of those now.
Letters. Oh, you can letters. Is that a Gaither vocal band?
Yeah.
I hear you in Apple Creek, Ohio, on the light.
The light.
When
yes.
I retired several years ago, I found Homecoming Radio. I love the joy and encouragement every day. God bless and keep up the great work.
This is from Lisa. She says, we live in a part of the world with nothing but rain, it seems. But the bright moment in every rainy day is Homecoming Radio. I love the show. I love being able to lean on those great gospel songs until the sun begins to shine again. You are remarkable people, mostly. And she says, I'm grateful for what you do. Thanks, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, and keep those cards and letters coming and email and all the other stuff that you can find.
Mostly emails now. Yeah. Bill's email address is Route 2 Alexandria.
You know, Gloria and I had written a song called Upon This Rock. I wrote the music and she wrote the lyric. I was not happy with the music. Donnie McGuire came in one weekend and said, do you have any songs you don't have any music to? I said, you know what? I do. And I'm going to give this to you, this lyric. And he came back in 30 minutes with this music.
Wow.
And I threw my music away. I said, Donnie, you win. Here's Sandy Patty.
When others see with earthly eyes just what they want to see, you will see the things that never die. You will know and recognize by simple childlike faith the priceless truth others will deny. When others say I'm just a man who likes to dream his dreams, when others call a miracle a myth, you listen for eternity in moments as they pass and see what others miss. Upon this rock I will build my kingdom, and on this rock forever and ever it shall stand, and all the powers of hell itself shall nevermore prevail.
Yeah.
simple carpenter, you see the Son of God. If you would choose to lose when you
just when you thought she had reached the top of her range.
Michael, can you hit that note?
I'm going to have to pray about that. you know, when a Christian says, I got to pray about that, they just said no.
Yeah, right. That's right. What an unbelievable singer, Sandy Patty. You know, our goal of today, and Hurtis, I think, is with us on this show.
The spirit of Hurtis
was to encourage you. And we'll be back again next week with some more encouragement, and we'll check with Hurtis.
Hubert.
And
what a great day it's been.
A wonderful, wonderful day. And Britt, why don't you get me out of this, okay?
His name's Daniel, but that's okay.
Mr. Britt.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com where you can...
finally hear me talk today. hear more of us online. Download our smartphone app. See the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
Get the latest scoop on videos and new projects. Link up to your social media and Facebook, and you can leave us a note.
All this and more at homecomingradio.com. That's homecomingradio.com.
We have some great homecoming stations in South Dakota like KLMP, KIMM, and KNWC. To you and all of our South Dakota stations, we say
salute!
Okay, it's my turn. And we're all out of time. But we'll be back here again soon. So join us again next week. It wouldn't be the same without you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. And you know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.